Hello and welcome to another episode of the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick. What up, what up? What's 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 up? Sorry.
What's up?
No.
Come on. Can we bring that back? I want to bring that back.
Do you want to bring back the frogs? Yeah. You bring the Budweiser frogs?
Yes.
Too?
Bud.
Wise?
We got to get Carissa up here to do that. She actually used to love that.
I want to know who didn't used to love that.
I know. All right, totally off track from the get-go.
Yeah. Before the show, Ben and I heard children yelling, or child yelling.
Yes.
Coming
yes.
from outside, so we can see each other's decks. Deck.
Yes.
A wooden deck. Like
the
a
deck
porch.
Hanging off the back of the house.
Yes. From the windows in the house. So we were trying to look and we couldn't see, so we had to go into the nursery. We look up to the right where my house is, and there's my Sarah and Sophia standing there, and I knock on the window, they look up. And Sophia couldn't see us because of the weird angle. And then Sarah just texted me and said, "Yep, that would be your daughter yelling for Santa."
Is my dad really hiding in the woods? Is that what's going on now?
Your dad's Santa?
My dad is Santa. He is a very round, very gray-bearded fellow.
Oh, that's awesome.
With the rosy cheeks that kind of, you know, I'll show you a picture of him sometime. But
yeah, podcast audience, we will show you an image through the radio.
Absolutely. Well, actually, they can go to our Facebook page and check that out.
Yes.
Facebook.com/poppinbottlesdadcast. And interestingly enough, there's a little button on there. Did you know, Nick? I'm not sure if you knew this, but so that we know that they appreciate what we do.
Is it called like? Is it a like button?
It is exactly that.
Is there a share button on there so they can share with all their friends?
That would be awesome.
I think that...
And there is one indeed. I thought so. And you out there in radio world should go utilize such things.
Yeah, I know we've told you before, and you're not doing it. So, not do it. Do it. Now.
Yeah. You can't see it right now, but I'm wagging my finger at you.
It's got a little Stephen Colbert finger wag.
Yes, the finger wag. No tip of the hat in this place.
No.
No. Although you are wearing a hat.
I am. No.
But you will be able to see me finger wagging at you next week.
Yeah.
Because we're going to start video casting.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
We may not do the entire episode, but you know, you'll see our... You'll see our ugly mugs,
dancing across the screen.
Oh, I'm not going to dance.
Well, I might dance. You never know.
If you want to dance, yeah, that's...
I get kind of tired of this chair sometimes.
Maybe you need a new chair.
All right, look.
Maybe we need a couple leather lazy boys and we just sit.
Well, then maybe I need a better job.
Like everybody needs a better job.
Everybody.
Except for the job. People who have better jobs.
Yes. They need a worse job, or they need to not as enjoy their good job now. Did that even make sense, that sentence I just said?
You need to not as enjoy your good job now.
I went to you.
Am I doing a podcast with Ben Mullen, or are you Charlie Kelly?
Neb Nullum. Neb Nullum. That's who I am.
I don't know what's happening.
That's my name backwards. I don't know what's happening either.
We are off to a phenomenal start.
But anyway,
this week we may be drunk.
I'm drunk on apple juice, yeah. Sir.
I'm coffee wasted.
Yeah. But next week we'll have a nice little video uploaded for you.
Maybe we'll even do it live.
Perhaps.
We're doing it live.
That would be interesting.
I mean, you can do a live cast of a YouTube. Yeah. We'll share that little link on the Twitters. Maybe we'll live chat during the show. Maybe throw in a little hashtag so you can join in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that conversation would then be me and Ben talking with each other and none of you.
Mostly, yeah.
More or less. Yeah. So, you know, we'll throw that out midweek if we remember.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll remember.
I think I'll remember.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. We'll see.
I will write a big note that says live cast.
That is quite a big note you've got there. All caps. He's got caps lock on, people.
I do, and with my pen.
And
so live cast, YouTubes. I mean, we could actually do the podcast live as well, because there's a little button there that says broadcast live.
Yeah, for which you guys would then go to the Spreaker website and look up our show, and it'll be playing for you.
So we may do that. We may not. Who knows?
We'll see.
But we'll definitely live cast the YouTubery.
Oh, absolutely. That'll be fun. We'll play with that. Yeah. So, speaking of the wonderful technology out there.
I heart technology. Now.
Which, by the way, speaking of your big note, you do know that there's not an S at the end of YouTube.
Right? Yeah. I wrote YouTubes. It's like the interwebs or the Facebooks or the Twitters.
Or is that just parent speak? You crossing over like how sometimes you'll add little nuances to words that you didn't before, like oh your little binkadink, you know, instead of binky, which is what we say binkadink.
We call it a passy.
Passy. Or cut it short. Yeah, abbreviate.
Yeah, I mean I make up words all the time. Honestly, yeah. I don't remember half of what I say. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. And I'm pretty positive that I'm giving horrible directions.
Probably.
At, you know.
Life.
Yes. Like, I'm supposed to be guiding this child. Well, two.
Yeah.
I mean, Maddie doesn't really need much guidance. She's, you know, 2.5 months old.
Yeah. Doesn't take a whole lot of guidance to poop your pants.
Or poop on my pants.
Exactly.
Like, I'm supposed to be guiding a, you know, almost 3-year-old. And I'm like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm an awesome dad. I'm the best.
It's just how it is.
You all should listen to me. But, you know, no, you never heard anyone say, like, I go on the interwebs,
yeah.
Play on the Facebooks.
I've heard it.
And the Twitters.
In a joking fashion.
Yeah, I was being serious.
I was just assuming that it was a serious note.
That I say go to YouTubes.com?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that would be.
There are people. Oh. What if we look it up right now? It's like...
It's... Probably not something good.
Triple X rated.
It probably is.
That's not good. All right. Family show. Anyway.
Clear your search history.
I should probably do that. Damn it. So, yeah, speaking of technology.
Oh, yeah, that's what I forgot.
And the World Wide Web and all of these
YouTubes what talking about.
And iPhones.
As I'm.
And iPads.
As I'm twiddling on my iPhone right
yes,
now.
Yes. Live tweets, which is fun.
Yes,
I found out. But anyway, so the other day, and we've actually hung out with him a couple of times. Some friends of Chris's parents, their kids spend a lot of time on their iPads. Like they've each got their own iPad.
How old are they?
I want to say. Like 8 and 9 or 8 and 10. I think the little girl's like,
and they have their own iPad.
Around 10 or something. Yeah, yeah. Which is cool. Like, you know, that's fine. And they play Minecraft like hardcore, and do like art stuff on it. And they even do like math games and stuff like that on it.
Right.
Which is great. Except, I have never worked an iPad before in my life. So I'm sitting there watching this little 8-year-old boy building all this stuff on Minecraft, just flip with his fingers.
But dude, you're a grown up.
I know. But I'm kind of behind on the times. Like it's I've got an iPhone now, which I've had, I think, for about 3 months. As long as we've had Emma.
Okay.
And it took me a little while to figure it out. It's my first smartphone.
Well, you know, so. take some time to get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have an iPad. Well, Sarah has an iPad mini.
Mm.
I don't have one. I mean, I barely have a computer. I mean, we have a computer. Okay. Sarah has the computer. Really anything that I have is, you know, it's not mine.
Yeah.
But the iPad... Sophia, who, I mean, and she'll be 3 at the end of February. And that girl knows where all of the apps are.
Yeah.
She swipes it open, unlocks it, and is like, no, I want this app. Boom. Turns it. Starts playing. And I mean, when she first started, like, messing around with it and, like, playing with our phones, it was like, oh, it doesn't work. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, really quick. She just picked up, you know, how to do it. Do I think 9 and 10-year-olds should have their own iPads? Why do they need them? Like, just, you know.
I'm not complaining. Yeah.
No.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It's just, you know, if you can get, give your kids good stuff like that. I mean, yeah. I guess it's similar, you know, giving, like, a 3 or 4-year-old one of the Leap Pads, so.
Yeah, the Leap Pads are making a big splash.
Okay.
But I think it might just be kind of weird from our perspective, because when we grew up, there was no internet. And
well, more so for me than
more so for you, yeah. But even, like, it wasn't until I was, like, 14 that we got a computer with internet access.
Okay.
And I started on AOL Hotmail for Kids, you know? And,
AOL Hotmail for Kids?
Or AOL, just Messenger for Kids or whatever.
Okay.
And we had that annoying noise. And,
oh, the modem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had the modem.
Freaking me out.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the first, like, when AOL first came out, but before that, what the, like, what I remember, like, when I was in, like, 4th, 5th grade,
yeah.
In, like, 92, 93. Yeah, I don't think you were born yet.
I was born in 1990, so I was, like, I was 3 years old.
Okay.
I was as old as your daughter is now. Oldest daughter.
All right. And I remember going, like, we didn't have, we may have had, like, an old IBM.
Yeah.
Where I was rocking out, playing some King's Quest on my floppy disk. But what was the dial-up software that they had? Oh, Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Do you ever remember Prodigy?
I think I remember the name.
Prodigy was, like, the precursor to AOL.
Okay.
But it was like, and, you know, it was the same thing. So
it sounds like a little segment out of Sesame Street or something.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
You know.
I was a Sesame Street fiend for a while. And then Power Rangers. But anyway.
Of course, yeah. But as far as, like, the technology, like, her, Sophia being able to use it, like, kids, like, they are far and away more advanced than, you know, we were as kids. I actually wrote a post about it on the old blog this week called Technological Toddlers, They Know More Than I Do.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of it was about, you know, our kids now, you know, like what we're talking about now, they can use technology way more than we can when we were their age. And even now, like, I had a coworker who kind of put it to me this way. Technology is their native language.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's going to be something that is a second language.
Yeah.
Like, you know, our ancestors, wherever they came over from, you know, whatever countries they immigrated from,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, Germany or Italy or whatever, and they're always going to have that accent, and English is always going to be their second language, whereas,
yeah.
you know, ourselves and our parents, English is always going to be, you know, we're fluent in it.
Yeah.
So they're, our kids are fluent in technology. We're going to have, I guess, more of a difficult time.
I would imagine with it. So, yeah.
But the thing that kind of spurned this whole idea to talk about this topic idea in my blog post, one of my buddies, Brian, put up a picture on Facebook, and it's just a black block with white text. It says, today, 2-year-olds can unlock an iPhone, open and close their favorite apps all by themselves. When I was that age, I was eating dirt.
Yeah.
You know, or...
like, for real.
Yeah, or eating mud, or, you know, playing in mud.
Yeah.
You know, spraying a hose on the side of the yard while my brother rolls around in the mud pile, that mud, you know, pool that I'm making.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, that kind of stuff. So, like, man, it just boggles my mind. Like, I'm not going to know the technologies that, you know, Sophia is using. When she's in school, man, what? No.
Yeah.
I need a nap. I need to go to sleep. You figure it out. I got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I started wondering about like, I guess, kids tech of the future, basically, from my father-in-law, because he's all about, like, they've got a whole bunch, like, they've got the flat screen TV and, you know, smartphones and Blu-ray player and Netflix and like everything you could possibly think of.
Okay.
You know, within reason. Yeah. And you know, he spends a lot of time playing video games, you know, when he's got downtime. But it makes me wonder, like, I think back to, obviously I wasn't there, but I think about when he was a kid, you know, and color TV had just kind of made a big splash.
Right, yeah.
You know, so comparing him as at that age to now and everything that he's got now, what are we going to have in, like, the same kind of progression?
Okay.
Like, what, you know, he's got stick from his childhood versus PlayStation, which he's got now.
Okay, yeah.
And we've got PlayStation now, so what's going to be, like, what's going to be the next thing?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. What's going to be the big PlayStation 3-esque thing in, you know, 2045? Yeah, when we're, like, what? 60. I don't even know.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of fathers and dads, which we are.
Yeah.
I was talking, one of my coworkers asked me about a podcast, and then another coworker was like, you do a podcast? That's stupid. And I was like, leave me alone. You're not cool enough.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. You weren't invited to this conversation, so get out. But then she was like, you know, what are you talking about? Like, poop and babies? Well, that's my life, so yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, you know, I'm actually talking about other stuff, but she's like, well, how about this? And, you know, I can't fault her for this topic because I actually thought it was kind of awesome. TV sitcom dads that you'd want to punch in the face.
Yes.
Or that you think you could take in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just started thinking. I'm like, what? It's like, okay, so it's TV, it's sitcom dads fight club? Like, but is it me fighting them? Or are we going to put them up against each other and, like, you know,
yeah,
fight to the death,
like a celebrity death match,
yeah,
style.
It, essentially. So, you know, I started thinking of what TV dads from when, like, growing up, would I want to fight or punch in the face, or do I think that I could take?
Yeah.
So I did a quick Google search.
Full House. I completely forgot about that. Wow.
Probably the number one TV dad who I think I could take. Not, and I'm not saying the actor who portrayed them.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just their character.
Yeah.
One Danny Tanner from Full House.
Yes.
You know, as most of you probably know, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Who is filthy, but hilarious, and, you know, cracks me up. But I think that I could take Danny Tanner.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I think that the Olsen twins as babies on that show could have taken him.
Could have taken him. Yeah, absolutely.
I think Uncle Jesse's mullet by itself could have taken
Uncle Jesse's mullet was like Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, you put two people in Uncle Jesse's mullet and see who comes out alive. Yeah. There can only be one. Well, that's Hollander. But anyway.
Can somebody please start a Twitter page, a Twitter account for Uncle Jesse's mullet?
Exactly. We could probably do that. Oh, no. Licensing rights. We probably couldn't. He's probably got that thing signed to a contract at this point. But, you posed the question the other day, and I was thinking about it, and, you know, the number one sitcom dad that comes to mind from my childhood, I mean, besides Full House, I forgot about, but it would have to be The Cosby Show. Yeah, Cliff Huxtable. But who wants to hit Cliff Huxtable? Why would you want to get in a fight with Dr. Huxtable?
You wouldn't.
I don't want to do it. So I'd have, although he is a cartoon, I'd say Mr. Pickles from Rugrats. I think I could take him.
You could take Mr. Pickles from Rugrats?
If he were a real person, yeah. Because he just kind of, I don't know. He's a bumbly fool. That was kind of like his character.
Yeah.
Who gave words of wisdom every once in a while. That was like true. The image of, the spinning image of dad back then, I guess. I don't know. Now that I think about it.
There's, and I didn't even remember this one, from, I don't know if you remember this sitcom. It wasn't even, or not sitcom, it was cartoon. It wasn't even on that long.
Yeah.
Bobby's World.
Oh, yeah.
The Howie Mandel, and Howie Mandel voiced the dad. That dad. I don't remember his name. It was probably Howie.
I haven't seen that. Probably. Papa Howie or something.
Yeah.
Bobby, it's time for dinner, don't you know?
That's all I remember. But, you know, he's someone I think I could take. Tim the Toolman Taylor?
No.
From Home Improvement? No.
No, I don't think so.
Because he would probably concoct something.
Yes.
Like, you need... Needs more power.
Like... I assume that he's got some serious construction background.
Well, have you seen the show?
And usually,
Do you remember everything going awry?
Every once in a while, yeah.
I mean, come on, Al Borland.
I wouldn't hit Al Borland.
Well, no.
Al would beat the shit out of him.
He had a beard and wore flannels.
I know, and was proud of it too.
He was essentially a lumberjack.
Yeah.
What about Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince? I mean, I think he would just stomp me.
Yeah, I don't think I could take him.
I mean, one, he's gigantic.
Yeah, he's got the size. He's probably got the reach, too. I don't know how big he is, like, height-wise and everything.
Well, he did. He looks like he's at least 6'5". He's probably bigger than that.
That's true.
At least 3 hondo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe more.
Well, back then, anyway.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't he dead now?
What?
I thought he died, like, 2 years ago.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. I hope you're still living. If you're out there.
Let's see who else. Oh,
what else we got?
Carl Winslow.
Of course.
Way to go, Carl, from Family Matters.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a cop. He would just shoot me. Because I was assuming he would have his gun.
Yeah. And, you know, even cops of that size have a certain amount of training in hand-to-hand combat.
Well, yeah, they have to.
So as to take down the criminals. The criminals. Which I obviously did.
Yeah. Who else? I'm trying to remember, like, from all the, like, the TGIF of my generation. Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World.
I don't remember. Is it Alan? Is his name Alan?
Oh, man. Bryan Cranston from freaking Malcolm in the Middle. Oh, I wouldn't touch that.
No. What about Walter White?
Nowadays, no.
He's the one who knocks.
Do you really consider Breaking Bad to be a sitcom?
No. Although I do find it funny that when it first started, it was a black comedy. The point was what it was written as.
Really?
Yeah. When it first started, that's what it was supposed to be.
Figures. Racists.
Like a black, you know, dark comedy, and then it just went.
Yeah.
Into, you know, sheer awesomeness.
Just at another level.
Yeah. I forgot about him. What about Ray? Ray Romano and Everybody Loves Raymond?
You know, I never really watched that.
Deborah!
I've seen a couple of episodes, but...
Dude, it's on everywhere.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd have to say more recently. Although, it was when I was younger.
Right.
Say. King of Queens... Kevin James.
But he didn't have any kids.
No.
Now you're just picking sitcom men.
Well, I'm brainstorming.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Back in the day, what did I watch besides Power Rangers, Ah, Real Monsters, Rugrats?
You're all about Power Rangers, dude.
Dude, I love Power Rangers.
You are a Power Ranger.
I am a Power Ranger. Go fuck yourself.
We keep this clean.
I'm sorry.
Watch your language, Pink Ranger.
It happens.
You're the Pink Ranger.
Hey.
I apologize.
Nah.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I'm trying to think of, like, what sitcoms, like, now.
Yeah.
Like, really the only, like, sitcom dad that I could think of now is Phil Dunphy, yo.
Phil Dunphy?
Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
I don't have TV. I don't have cable nowadays. So all I can think of is...
Dude, you have Netflix. Modern Family is on there. You watch it.
Would you consider...
Al Bundy. Would you fight Al Bundy?
I would fight Al Bundy. Because, damn it, Al Bundy needs to be fought.
No, man.
As a matter of principle.
No, man.
Well, would you consider, just based completely on the plot line, Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother?
Well, he doesn't have any kids.
Well, yeah, but isn't the premise that this is... He's recanting the story of...
Not Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, I thought he was the...
No, he's not the main...
The main character.
No.
He's the only one I know on the show, so...
Oh. The main guy, Ted Mosby.
Ted Mosby.
He's the one who is... his voiceover is voiced over by Bob Saget.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just like to pretend that he's Danny Tanner.
Why not?
Yeah. but yeah, he's the primary on that, so.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, isn't it supposed to be he's recanting the story to of his life
so, yeah, I guess,
to his kids?
Yeah, I guess older him is someone who I would just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Saget.
Yes, Bob Saget. Definitely. Listeners,
mm-hmm.
we'll put up a post on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it right now.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm going to check the Twitter.
we'll throw up a little post on the Facebook page. What sitcom dad would you want to take out in a fight?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can comment on it. So we'll put on Facebook and Twitter, you know, you can... Let us know.
And for those of you who don't know or weren't friggin' paying attention, the Twitter is at PBDadcast, Facebook.com/PapaDoubles Dadcast. And nowadays, I mean, you've got now, besides PapaBrownie.com, you've got NickBrown.LifeOfDad.com is your blog.
I do. It's also PapaBrownie.LifeOfDad.com. It's both.
Oh, you got both.
Jealous.
Well,
they both go. They redirected the same.
They
redirect the ramblings of Nick Brown.
Yeah, and for the ramblings of Benjamin Mullen, BenjaminMullen.LifeOfDad.com. And while you're on LifeOfDad.com, don't forget to check out the Movember mustache thing.
Yes.
Mobro.co/PBDadcast.
That would be ours. Yeah. So far, we've raised a whopping zero.
Yeah. But see, it says $0, but what if somebody chipped in 50 cents? Would it tell us?
Probably.
I would hope so.
Or it would just say...
It only had a full dollar amount on there.
Or it would just say, you're doing it wrong.
That too.
Which is probably what they want to tell us, is that we are doing it wrong.
We probably are doing it wrong.
Yes. Log on there, help us raise money. We both have... Well, I had a mustache. Sarah was not a fan of me creeping out the family.
Yeah.
In the house, so I shaved that creeper off.
Yeah.
I'll throw a picture up of how terrible it looks. But my latest blog on Life of Dad had, my latest blog post had that picture of the more you mow,
mm-hmm. yeah.
looking creepy for a cause.
Yeah.
And it has a lovely picture of me with my handlebar.
Which was a very fine-looking handlebar.
It was.
I must say.
I know. I'm very disappointed that it's not there.
Yeah.
I'll grow it back. And then I'll, you know, won't be able to live in my house anymore with that.
Yeah. I'm lucky in that I've been kind of rocking the mustache on and off for the past, I'd say 2 years. 2 years ago, I started just...
Well, you've also got...
Seeing how it works.
You've also got the soul patch.
I do. I keep the soul patch for classiness. I think it looks better.
I have never heard the words soul patch and classiness.
Well, no, because see, if
in the same sentence.
If you just have a soul patch, not classy at all. I won't even start with the words that describe that kind of human being. Although the extended soul patch has made an appearance on a good friend of mine from work. The extended soul patch being it goes from your lip and just like a landing strip kind of a thing that curls down.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. I don't personally.
I don't get that.
So yeah, just a soul patch, no good. Soul patch with mustache, a little bit more
I like to refer to that combination as the soul stash.
The soul stash?
Yeah.
It's like
or the stash patch.
Stash patch.
Stash patch.
That's not bad, actually. No, no. I kind of like that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You can use that one, America.
That sounds like a new hashtag to me.
Stash patch?
Yeah, and I'm about to tear that up. If you've got...
Spell it correctly.
S-T-A-C-H-E-P-A-T-C-H.
Correct. Yeah.
If you've got a stash patch, or a stash, or just the soul patch, hashtag us on that. We want to see it.
Yeah,
you know what? Let's come up with a collection.
Yeah, hashtag stash patch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm going to start a hashtag of just hashtag PBDadcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to, aside from just tweeting at us when you do, just throw that hashtag in it. We'll see them all.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kind of go from there, homies.
Yeah.
So let's move on to a new topic.
New topic.
Ding, 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 ding. Let me see. Well, that one, I don't think we're going to get to that one. We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, probably.
Talk about that next week.
I don't even know what you're pointing at, but yeah.
next week, we're going to talk about the feelings.
Oh, yeah. When you're...
Like when you were feeling inside and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When the first time you saw your child when they were born. So we'll touch on that next week.
Stories from the delivery room, let's say. I guess.
That kind of sounds like a terrible reality show on TLC.
For, like, UPS or something like that.
UPS?
Yeah.
Is that a good channel?
Delivery room?
Yeah. What?
Never mind. Keep going. You were on.
Oh, I got you.
Delivery room. Delivering packages and babies.
As of next week, this will be a single host show.
Yes. I'm gonna be fired.
And I will record in his house without
him. Yes, he's going to have to come into my house and use my laptop.
I will knock on his door, much the way... I forgot we were going to talk about this.
Yes. Much the way Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, we had some Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on the doors this morning.
Yeah.
Like, I heard a knock on the door, and I thought it might be Ben, but normally he'll shoot me a text and be like, hey, I'm popping over.
Yeah.
And then he comes over.
Yeah.
And you
as well. I thought for a second it might be you, but...
Yeah, so it was about 10:30, and normally like we'll get started working on stuff at like 10:45 before we record this at 11.
Yeah,
and so I was like, Ben's not coming. Who's knocking on our door? And so we have our front doors are just like solid, I don't know, steel. I don't know. We don't have a peephole. But we have the those really narrow windows along the side of it, like you know the whole length of the door, which have, like, you know, those really narrow windows. So I kind of crept over and looked out, and Sophia runs over and is just, like, staring out the window at, there's just this woman, and I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, those are, like, that's a Jehovah's Witness. And I, like, slowly, like, slunk back into the kitchen, and I, like, looked out our kitchen window through the blinds, and I look to my right and see another one leaving Ben's house.
Yeah. He was a very nice man.
Well, you open the door. I don't.
I do open the door because even if they want to talk, even if they want to talk about Jesus, I don't mind talking about Jesus.
I just didn't. I mean, I've talked to them so many times. I just did not have the patience this morning. So Sophia's just standing there, just like yelling out the window, and I'm like hiding in the kitchen, and I'm like, I'm not opening my door. But I go upstairs to brush my teeth and get changed, whatever, before I come over here. And I look out our bedroom window, and I look across the street, and at, like, the four or five houses across the street, it's, like, in unison.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Jehovah's Witness at each door, knocking on the door. No one answered. Like, not a single person. Open their door. They all turn around, and then I see more people coming down the hill.
Yeah.
And they all start walking down the hill, and all of a sudden, I see two cop cars roll up our street and stop them.
Somebody calls the cops on Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes. I didn't think that would be something that I would ever witness.
Yeah. Or ever enjoy as much as I did.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fairly peaceful person. As much as I don't like Jehovah's Witnesses, I mean, sometimes they can be rude.
Yeah, I think, but when they just want to come inside or...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever, but it was just so goofy.
Yeah, I wish I had taken a picture. It's two cop cars. One guy just kind of standing off to the side playing with his tie.
Yeah.
But the other cop was like basically surrounded by these Jehovah's Witness people.
And they were all older.
Like pleading their case. Yeah.
Yeah. They were all
I'd say above 45.
They all looked in their 60s.
Yeah.
So it was just, but they weren't wearing the standard like black pants, white shirt, black tie with the name tag. So I was like, I thought that it might just be, you know, a local church that wasn't Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like literally as I'm looking out the window, Ben texts me. He's like, dude, don't call the cops and Jehovah's Witness. Are you seeing this? And I'm like, I literally was about to text you.
Oh my goodness.
This is funny. We did just get one of my buddies, Tony, on our on the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast page.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I just lost it. A comment to, well, you know, the question, which TV sitcom dad would you want to fight? And we get, how did it just disappear? There we go. Phil Dunphy.
Phil Dunphy? Like, yeah. Okay. All right.
Like I said.
That's two for Phil Dunphy.
Yeah. So far, Phil Dunphy is in the lead. Well, I guess tied because we both said Danny Tanner.
That's true.
Yeah. See what happens when you engage with us? We say your names.
Exactly.
Tony Alessi, former coworker of mine.
Former coworker of his.
Yes.
Tony Alessi, the man, the myth, the legend. See, this is the way we talk about our fans.
Not so much a legend.
It may not be true, but
I'm not. I won't make fun of him on air. I'll text him and do that.
Yeah.
To his person.
Yeah. To his person.
To his person.
He has a person?
Yes.
He has a person who holds his phone for him?
Yes. He's too good to use his own phone.
Tony Alessi. bumping up the employment numbers in the United States by taking on his own people. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So, based on the time that we have left, I don't even know if we're going to touch on... We have about 8 minutes. Seven minutes.
Starting...
7:05.
Hold on. 3, 2, 1. 7 minutes, go!
We have 7 minutes left of our recording time that we're allotted.
Yeah.
By Spreaker.
By this confounded machine.
Yes. So, one of the other topics I was going to touch on, I'm going to talk really fast like the micro machines, man. was with the holidays coming up, and not just Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and I'm including all of you.
Yeah.
But with Thanksgiving, was holiday traditions, like, or not even holiday traditions, just like traditions in general that you had right, when you were a kid, like growing up with your family, that you want to continue, you know, with your, you know, your family now.
Oh yeah.
As
yeah.
a kid. So now I'm trying to find that I had when I was a kid for Christmas was every year my parents would get us, well not every year, I think this probably started probably when I was like 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
would do a like a big family gift, like for there were 4 kids in my family, for several little 4 kids. So my parents would hide it somewhere in the house. And then my dad would write clues. And each clue led to the next hidden clue.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, all not necessarily in code, but like riddles.
Yeah.
So each code was a
riddle. Make it a little more interesting. Yeah.
So we had to figure out the riddle to find, you know, the next clue, which would lead to the next clue, which would lead to, you know, the big gift.
Yeah.
And that's something that I want to continue on.
That's cool.
You know, so I just got to turn into the Riddler.
Yeah.
I'll probably start wearing a spandex suit with question marks.
Little creepy around Christmas time, but okay. Yeah, hey, you know, every family does their own thing. What can I say? I mean, it's better than getting just wasted. You know?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I didn't say that wasn't happening.
Well, right. Hitting that eggnog a little hard.
And you had said... What was the one?
Yeah, actually, you know, it seems like a simple concept to a lot of people, but it's actually, like, I've been seeing a lot of stuff over the years where people are saying that it's, like, in decline. And that's just sitting around the dinner table, like, at dinner time. It's 5 o'clock every day at the dinner table for dinner. And it wasn't even just sitting there eating. It was eating and talking. Like, we would have dinner for a good 3 or 4 hours. We'd be sitting around the table just having a good time, you know. We're having a bad time. We've had a lot of family discussions around the dinner table.
As but typically happens, yeah.
That's something that I'd like to keep doing, you know. We don't really have a dining room table right now, besides the fact our child cannot yet sit at the dining room table. But now we're spending some more time, you know. We'll pop on the show on Netflix or something like that and have dinner. But I'm really in favor for
that's a good one.
TV off.
Yeah. That's something
talking to your folks, you know.
That's something that we want to do. I mean, we don't do it a lot right now. I mean, Sophia's always up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think it's gonna be as she gets a little bit.
Yeah, it may take a couple of years yet.
But. Yeah. And just to veer off topic real quick, just got another post. Another vote, 4-1, Danny Tanner.
That's 3.
Yes, thank you, John. Thank you, John Strayer.
Are we keeping track of this thing? You want to write this down?
What, for the votes?
Yeah, for the votes.
We got 2 for Danny Tanner. Or 1, well, off votes, we have Danny Tanner and Phil Dunphy from...
Yeah. Those are our 2 leaders.
Yes.
The leaderboards.
So right now we got 1 for each.
And if you want to go back as far as, like, Sanford and Son, even... Go for it.
Yeah. Go back to when, I mean, you know, sitcoms have been on forever.
Oh, yeah. Honeymooners.
Yeah.
You know. Although, well, no, he wasn't a dad. They didn't have kids, did they?
Mork and Mindy. Was there a dad there?
No.
What about the 2 dads from My 2 Dads?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, one was Paul Reiser. I don't remember the other guy.
I don't know.
I just remember Paul Reiser's character, yes. The other dad, no, because he was more of a kind of guy.
Yeah.
And one of the tradition I pose this to, we're part of a nice large group of fellow dad bloggers on Facebook, which is awesome because I had no idea that there were this many out there, and it's really cool to kind of get to know these guys.
Yeah.
And it was a tradition, and he said, a tradition we had that I'm continuing with our kids was the movie The Snowman and the Matching Book. As kids, he said they would watch it in the winter on VHS. Now they have the DVD and the matching book, so during this first snowstorm, we'll watch it, read the book, which is, you know, cool. And that kind of brings up, you know, another one with snow. We have a nice little hill behind our houses. I'm going to sled, and I'm going to set up a ramp, and I'm going to wreck myself.
Yes. Wreak havoc and wreck thyself. Yes. That will be the theme this winter. And that'll do it for our show this week.
Yes, it will.
Thank you very much for listening. As always, Twitter at PBDadcast, Facebook.com/PopInYourBottlesDadcast. You can find our blogs at lifeofdad.com.
And yes, both of us, just look for us. We're on there. Poppin'. I already said Poppin'. Or no, PopinBrian.com for my own. I don't even know what is happening anymore.
I don't know what's going on. I'm a dad.
Yeah, we're dads. So, until next week, we will catch you on the Twitters and the Facebooks, y'all.
Yep. The thing, like the boomerang.